This magnificent 16th century marble fountain from Egypt tells a fascinating story about the advanced water technologies of Muslim cultures. Water has long played a significant role in Islamic architecture. Inspiring fountains, pools, and channels in public and private spaces. There, it has served both practical and symbolic functions. As an essential source of life and coolness, particularly valued in hot, arid climates, as an important part of worship, and as a reminder that in the Quran, God promises His chosen ones a paradise replete with gushing fountains and flowing rivers. Fountains of Islamic architecture fall into one of three categories. Ablution fountains found in the courtyards of mosques, where worshippers could wash before entering, public fountains for drinking and household tasks, decorative fountains found in inner courtyards or outdoor gardens, valued both for their cooling effects and their aesthetic charms, they certainly invite people to interact with water. Fountains were part of domestic interiors in Egypt and Syria from the Mamluks to the Ottomans. The decorative fountain in the Aga Khan Museum collection might have once sat in the center of reception hall within a 16th century Egyptian home, where it would have filled the house with the pleasant sound of trickling and bubbling water. The fountain in the Aga Khan Museum might also have formed part of a cooling system for the house. Hot air could escape through an opening in the ceiling and be continually replaced with air cooled by the fountain. Such fountains were originally embedded in the floor and were restored as needed. In some instances, new fountains were assembled utilizing pieces of fountains from different periods. The Aga Khan Museum fountain is made of marble and sandstone. Its center is fashioned in the shape of 8-lobed pattern. The entire fountain is decorated using the inlay technique. Its 3-colored stones suggest that it follows a Mamluk tradition from Cairo. With respect to fountains, we may ask the question, how all these elements come together with advanced technology and sophisticated methods used to source, lift, transport, store, and distribute water. Recent excavations and restoration projects provide evidence of advanced hydraulic technology. In this context, it might be important to mention the names of the Banu brothers. The Banu Musa brothers live in Baghdad and worked in the library, the House of Wisdom, in the 9th century. The three brothers of Iranian origin are the authors of the Book of Ingenious Devices and Automata and Mechanical Devices, in which they extensively describe different techniques and mechanics of fountains, a neglected topic in the ancient Greek treatise on mechanical devices. Their book underlines the importance of fountains given by Muslim sultans and rulers in Islamic culture. To explore our next artwork, please make your way past the showcase with a kaftan to a large showcase with a variety of artworks made of ceramic. One of these is a bowl, which we will look at together on the next stop of this tour.